28.9. EDG 02080220262058, audio. How to make the decision. This system, like all systems, isn't perfect, but it does the job. I'm talking about the EDG-35. It's one of the simplest devices available, a peg in a hole. In electrical engineering, this component is called a plunger. You can find a nearly identical device in old-fashioned doorbells. Imagine holes spaced 1 centimeter apart. I'm deliberately using centimeters, not millimeters. The bridge's travel cannot exceed this centimeter. Note that you must also consider the transmission's mechanical buffer. This brief analysis is for space applications, not a rocket launch attachment system. A dual winding is also possible. It's a reliable, compact, and, above all, lightweight system. Until proven otherwise, I endorse this device for the SSV. The accuracy of the two open-closed positions of the airlock can be increased by using small diameters combined with the insertion of 2 or 3 plungers in parallel. This will work, and work simply. This is not recommended, but this station can continue to operate with the doors open, and the airlocks must function. Now let's imagine one of these components in a real-world situation. I know, I too am thinking about an unauthorized motor activation with the pins in the holes. Normally, this situation should not occur. However, as soon as the bridge moves in normal mode, the ends of the plunger cores will slide on a rail and hold the springs in the compressed position, one possibility. In short, these holes can act as a positioning guide for the bridge. I believe I know how to adjust this, but I'm trying to keep things simple. Before going further, let's determine the possible roles of these plunger cores. 1. Positioning guide. 2. Interlock of the bridge positioning motor. Damage points still under consideration. 3. Switch attacks. 4. Bridge position confirmation. 5. Startup keys. Please remember that this is a first approach and nothing is finalized yet. The plunger cores can be on a separate rail, distinct guide. Yes, I'm still considering the weight. Another solution under consideration could be a separate mini rail with angled ends to accommodate the moving plunger cores. In short, it's possible to create a device without damaging the bridge if an unauthorized movement occurs. To easily bypass this safety feature, you simply need to reposition the plunger cores, 4 small bolts, or connect or disconnect the electrical conductors. This will depend on the type of control. I'm also considering the possibility of viewing their position on a camera. A window in the mechanism could allow for this. Link to 30.0. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 8, 2026.